Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Ian. How can I help you?
Yes, I am having trouble accessing classes that I purchased on an email account that no longer exists. And I, several years ago, tried to change that email and wasn't successful. So I have a second account that is connected with my current email. But I have about four or five classes from the old email. I can't reset a password. I can't do anything because that email no longer exists. I moved from California to Iowa.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if there's a way to transfer those classes I previously purchased to my current email account.
I'll certainly try to assist you, ma'am. Could you give me the old email address?
Yes, it's R, D as in boy, A, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E, D as in dog, O, at sbcglobal.net.
Thank you. One moment.
For a while, I could still get to the classes with my iPad. And then, you know, then you guys were Blueprint for a while, and I hadn't tried for a long time. And now, of course, it wants me to reset passwords, and I can't do that because I can't I can't go to that account and reset a password.
Understood. If you could just verify for me your name and address.
Yes, my name is Rhonda Bastino. My old address was 519 Patterson Street, King City, California, 93930. My current address is 612 Dodge Street, Harlan, Iowa, 51537.
Thanks, Ms. Bastido. I believe I do have your account up. What I'm going to do, I want to go into this old account, see what I see there, and what I can do is have it merged into your new account for you.
Yeah, that would be great.
There is what you purchased in the past. So give me just a moment. So it shows you have nine classes there. So I can do two things. First, I'll reset the password for this account for you to a temporary password. That way you can get into it. And then I'll request to have these accounts.
I can't get into anything connected with sbcglobal.com. I can't go into that. It no longer exists.
If you go to craftsy.com and put in that email address and then the password I give you, you'll be able to get into it. And I will have
me now using it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I will have the accounts merged. It'll just take five to 7 days, business days, for that to happen. And I just want you to be able to have access to your account if you need it immediately. That's all. Okay.
Okay. All right. So I have that old email address up. What password should I put in?
Okay. I have to reset it. It'll be just a moment.
Okay. Fine.
Just waiting for my computer. Should just be a minute.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, the password is reset to lowercase abc123.
Okay, reset lowercase abc123. Now, is it going to want me to reset that? Or will it let that be it for a while?
That can stay as is unless you want to change it.
No, well, I can't change it because I won't be able to go to the ABC. Okay. So reset ABC123.
Don't reset it. I reset it already. So put in
email. I have my email. I have the old email there. So I was going to type in. I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. So reset.
R-E-S. You don't put. No, you don't put in reset. I reset the password to ABC123. I'm sorry if I was confusing.
Okay. Okay. I'm seeing my name.
Okay. And you should see my class.
Okay. Yeah. So now I have access. So as long as it doesn't want me to reset the ABC123, I'll be fine until those are merged.
What we need to do next is pull up your new account. So if you could give me your new email address.
New email address is rbastedo, the same name part, at me.com.
Okay.
And that just had one class there.
Well, when I pull up that account, that is showing as an expired account as well. So you don't have an active.
Well, I just reset the password on that account a few days ago.
So there's no point to merge the two accounts because
neither of them
are active. Okay.
Okay. Well, maybe what was on there was like a free class or something. I was able to reset that password, but can we just change? It's the classes in that old account that I'm interested in. So can we just change what the email is for that one?
Where they're both expired, it's a little bit. I just want to look at this second one for you,
sure.
Ms. Bastido, and see what's in there. So maybe we can have two expired ones merged. I'm just not sure.
Yeah.
But I'll find out. Before we hang up, I'll find out and we'll get it all taken care of for you.
Yeah.
There's classes under this one as well. Okay, so it's one class under this email.
Yeah.
Quilting with rulers.
Something like that. Yes, that's what I saw. I was able to, when I went to try to get, it was actually the Cindy Needham class I wanted to get to, and that's, and then it, the under the Arbestito at Me account, then I went to that one, and it cued me to reset my password. And so I was able to do that and saw that that one class was in there.
Okay. So we actually want to merge both of these expired classes to be.
What does expired mean? Does that mean I'm not?
It means you don't have an active membership. So what you have is access to old classes that you purchased, but you just don't have access to the 1,500 free videos that we have in this.
Yeah. Video. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I haven't ever done that. So
it's just that when I normally see this, it's someone has an active account in an old account, and that's what we merge together. So I never merged two expired accounts before, but according to the supervisor, I'm able to do it. So So you want the me.com to be the main one, correct?
That needs to be my main one, yes.
Okay.
And if I lose in the process, well, you're talking about Virgin, so that's fine. Yeah,
right.
It's got to be to the shorter email, that rbestito@me.com.
Okay. All right. I'm working on it right now.
Okay.
And then your secondary account is going to be the global.net.
You can just, well, I suppose you have to kind of leave it there, huh? I was going to say, you can. Even if I were to lose that ruler's class, I wouldn't care. But you can just make that a dead account or something. There's nothing I'll ever do with that because.
Well, we're merging them, so there'll only be one in the end.
Sure. Okay.
And it'll be me.com.
All righty.
Okay. And I put in that request, as I say, 5 to 7 days.
Okay.
But right now,
okay.
We know you have access to both. So
I have access to, access to both. So that'll take care of it for now.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's great.
All right. I hope you have a great day, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Bye now. Thank you so much for helping me with that.
You're certainly welcome. Bye.